Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming, wherever you're coming into our service from. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship service. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse for the entire program. All right, if you have your Bibles, you'd like to read along with us, I got some important scripture to read to you out of the Word of God. I hope this will be a blessing to you. And out of 43 years of ministry, I don't remember ever preaching off of this scripture before, but it's some good scripture here in the Word of God. Jeremiah 38, and verse 1 says, "Then Shephathi, the son of Mattan, and Jedaiah, the son of Masher, and Jekyll, the son of Shelemiah, and Pasher, the son of Melchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken unto all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, He that remaineth in this city shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goeth forth to the Chaldeans shall live, for he shall have his life for a prey, and shall live. Thus saith the Lord, This city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Therefore the princes said unto the king, We beseech thee, let this man be put to death, for thus he weakeneth the hands of the men of war that remaineth in this city, and the hands of all the people, in speaking such words unto them. For this man seeketh not the welfare of this people, but the hurt. Then Zedekiah the king said, Behold, he is in your hand, for the king is not he that can do anything against you. Then took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the son of Hamalek, that was in the court of the prison. And they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water, but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. Now when Abimelech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin. Abimelech went forth out of the king's house and spake to the king, saying, My lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon. He is like to die for hunger, for in the place where he is, for there is no bread in the city. Then the king commanded Abimelech, the Ethiopian, saying, Take from hence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he die. So Abimelech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast clouts and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Abimelech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, Put now these old cast clouts and rotten rags under thine armholes, under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. So they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him up out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Second Peter 2, verse 22 says, "But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you again today, thanking you, Father, Lord, for your mercy. Thanking you, Lord, for your love. Thanking you for what you've done in the past. Thanking you for what you're doing right now. Asking you, Father, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to rest upon me today. Father, asking you, Father God, to give me strength. Give me the air that I need to preach your word. Give me the strength, Lord, to carry your word, Father. Lord, with boldness, and Lord, with love, with tenderness, but being firm and solid, Lord, in the preaching of the marvelous gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, once again, asking you, Lord, to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no praise, no honor, no glory would come to me in the flesh, but Father, that the name of Jesus would be praised, uplifted, and glorified for now and forevermore, knowing, Father, that you're a God, Lord, that's full of mercy and grace, a God that's able, Father, Lord, to move in our hearts and in our lives, Lord, asking you, Father, Lord, to touch every person, Lord, that is sick, Lord, during this flu and virus season. Father, asking you, Lord, to move upon those as lost loved ones. Give them comfort. Give them strength, Lord, as they go through this hard time. Father, I pray, God, to be with those, Lord. Father, Lord, that's lost their jobs. Father, I pray, God, to give them strength. And Father, confirmation, Lord, through the Spirit, that you're taking care of them, Lord, and that you will be there for them. Father, we pray, God, today, Lord, you would, Father, Lord, move in this service. Anoint me, Lord, for without your anointing, all that's said and done, Father, would be void, and it would be in vain. But through your power, through your anointing, Lord, I know that all things are possible. Father, strengthen us, Lord, this day, and we give you honor, praise, and glory, for you indeed are such a mighty God, and it's in Jesus' precious and living name we only pray and ask all these things this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Thank you for standing in reference to the Word of God. Now, this story about Jeremiah was known as being the weeping prophet. Jeremiah had much passion upon the people. He had much passion for the Word of God, to get the Word out and to touch people's lives. So Jeremiah just gave them what God told him to give them, but it made them very angry. So here they came out against Jeremiah, and they throwed him down into the well, and there was no water in that dungeon. No, it was nothing there but mire. With mire means mud. The title of the message today is Stuck in the Mire. That's what I'm going to be preaching about. There's a lot of people today are stuck in the mire. The mire that the devil has conjured up, amen, for you, because the devil knows that you love the Lord, and anybody that truly loves the Lord, you are a threat to the devil, especially if you preach the gospel, or if you sing, or if you're a leader or a worker, even cleaning the toilets in the church. The devil hates you and the horse you rode in on, or the Chevrolet you drove up in, whatever. Amen. He don't like no part of you, and he's constantly wanting to bring you down. Amen. Either through mind games or some type of avenue to where he can get to you, to dismantle you. Amen. To discourage you, to erode out from under you the faith that you've had. Amen. The memories of how that God has blessed you time after time after time. Amen. In the past, he wants to cause that to be erased from your mind. And as soon as you start forgetting, amen, the blessings that God's blessed you with, you're going to start sinking. Amen. There's many, amen, that's in the mire. Amen. Stuck in the mud, if you would. Amen. Find themselves in a spiritual rut. Amen. They find themselves in the place where the devil, amen, has prepared for them. They thought, well, we're going to get him in a place. He'll starve to death. There's no bread in the city, and there's sure nothing in the bottom of that well except mud. There's no water to drink. Just mud, just stuck in the nasty mud. If any of y'all ever been around a pond, and you know where the water is run out, don't it stink? Isn't that a terrible odor? Well, I want you to know it had to be a bad odor for Jeremiah. Amen. All he had done is tried to love the people and been obedient to God. Amen. But he got him in trouble. He found himself, according to the Bible, being sunk in the mire. He was stuck in the mud. Amen. But God had another plan. Amen. If you're going to live for the Lord, he's looking for a way to get you out when you get stuck. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's many, amen, that's got stuck. Amen. You're not growing. You know you're not growing. You know you become stagnant. Amen. Right where you're at. Your faith, amen, has become stagnant. What you've been doing for God, you became, amen, a useless, amen, in the situation that you're in right now. I didn't come today to preach a message that's condescending. I come today to let you know if you're stuck, God's got another plan for you. Amen. He don't want you to stay stuck. We need to get unstuck. We need to get pulled out of the mud. Amen. And God's the one that can get you out of that mud. He can help you. Amen. Find your way. Amen. Back to the place. Amen. To where you're working and laboring for the kingdom of God's sake. I feel like there's people watching me on television used to preach the gospel. And today you're stuck in the mud. The devil's convinced you that God's not used you. You've back up, you've sat down, and you've got used to it. Woo! My, won't that preach? We got a lot of people in churches all around the land today. They've got set in their ways. They've got stuck in the mud. Amen. And they're not going anywhere. They're just spinning. And y'all ever get your car stuck? Isn't that embarrassing? Isn't that hard on you when you get that car stuck? Well, you could try a little bit of everything. Put sand in front of the tires and scoop some gravel in front of the tires. You know, you might have to get an old tractor or something hooked to you, or call a wrecker, or get somebody, two or three, to get behind you and give you a push because you got stuck. You can floorboard it, but it ain't going anywhere. But I want that preach. Amen. There's a lot of people making a whole lot of noise. Rum, 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 rum. But they're not getting anywhere. Amen. They may be blowing a lot of smoke, making a lot of noise. Amen. Revving up their motor. Amen. And things, but they're not going anywhere. God wants you to move on for him. Amen. He wants you to keep growing. It's not God's will that any of us, amen, get stuck in a place, amen, where we're at. We're going to constantly grow as a Christian from the time that we get saved, amen, to the time that we die. I've been in ministry 43 years. I'm still learning today. I'm still growing. I'm still overcoming things. I'm still getting stuff broke off of me, amen, that's tried to hold me down. I'm still pressing forward, and I plan on keeping there. Amen. Keep on going. Amen. From the Lord. It's a terrible thing, amen, to get stuck in a rut. And I'm going to tell you something about them ruts. You can try to straddle them ruts that you used to be in. Sometimes you just got to either fill it with gravel or find you another road, one or the other. Amen. Because you get next to them ruts, you'll be right off in the hole again. I remember we had a road when I was a boy growing up, and we traveled that and didn't have hardly any gravel in it at all. And right down in one place, right in the curve, might have known it being a curve, there were some ruts. Them ruts were probably about 30 feet long. Oh, Daddy'd go through there, and with the truck and the car drag, when we had a car, it would drag a little bit through there. And I don't know how many times he'd have to stop to go to barn and get tractor and log chain. Mama, she didn't drive, but she'd get over and guide it. And Daddy'd pull that car out of them ruts, get it back up into the gravel, and then he'd unhook the tractor, put it up, and he'd take us on to the house. Amen. We get stuck sometimes, and we need the Lord, amen, to get us out of the situation. So there Jeremiah was in the bottom of the well. But all but God had an Ethiopian man, amen, that he was going to send with a message to Jeremiah. God told him to get some old clouts, some old rotten rags. Why in the world didn't God go and get some satin? Why didn't he go and get some cotton? Why didn't he go and get some new fabric? Amen. Sometimes God, amen, allows us when we get down in the rut, amen, he don't send the best. Amen. He don't have to have the best to get you out. You just got to get out. Amen. And God wants to get you out. Amen. He may take you out in a way that you don't prefer. Amen. But he knows you're stuck. And if you'll cry out to him, he'll get you out. Praise the Lord. So he sent them rags down there. Amen. And Abimelech, he told him, he said, put those rags up under your armholes. And he sent them down with cords. So he put them rags up under his armholes, pulled them cords up again, them rags. That's where you wouldn't get cut. Oh, boy, won't that preach? God wanted to get you out of this, this place where you're at, the mire, but he didn't want you to get hurt. Amen. He just wanted to get you out. Amen. So he put them in there and got him out. Amen. I'm thankful that God, amen, wants to lift us. Sometimes we may get in the droopy part, amen, of our life where we're drooped down and we're discouraged. Amen. Where the devil gets in your head, amen, goes to pulling you down. I was talking about this in Sunday school this morning. There's a lot of parents that's got children that are not doing like you would like for them to do. Let me say this to some of you. Your kids are still at home. You better, praise God, jump up and down for joy. Amen. Because I want you to know, it don't matter how much they get on your nerves, you ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till they get grown and they get out of that nest. Amen. When they're little, they step on your feet. When you get grown, they walk on your heart. Amen. They'll break your heart. Amen. Because they don't do like you want them to do. Maybe not how they're raised to do. You got all kinds of things that comes up, amen, when they get out of that nest. Oh, boy, I could preach a long time on this. They'll marry somebody, amen, that wasn't raised with the same morals that your children was raised with. Amen, and they'll be constantly throwing in the flesh. It don't matter how much you try to get that child to do the spiritual things, amen, because they were raised with carnal parents. Amen. They're carnal theirself. They'll pull them right back in the doggone rut. Amen. Every time they start to grow. Amen. But you don't have to stay there. Even if you wasn't raised. Amen. Listen, being out of the rut. If you was raised in the rut. I wonder how many people was raised in a rut, but you chose a better lifestyle. Amen. Lift your hand up. Amen. God got you out of it. Amen. You growed up on the wrong side of the railroad track. Amen. But today, amen, God's got you on the right side. You didn't derail. Amen. God's got you on the right side because you chose to live a better life. You chose to get out of that rut, to get out of that hole. Amen. To break that generational curse. Amen. There's some people, their parents drank, and they just think that I'm going to have to drink when I get grown. You don't have to. Well, it's in my genes. Well, don't wear jeans then. Hey, I'm just having some fun. Amen. We don't need to have them. Amen. And you don't have to be in your jeans. You can get that broke off. Amen. Get that out. Get you some overalls. Amen. Let God, amen, get you out of this. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to somebody today. Amen. The Lord wants you to get out of that place where you're stuck. Amen. And begin to prosper. Amen. So many religious things is holding people back. Religion, I know I done said this 2 weeks ago. Religion is a bedfellow with the devil. Amen. Just like that right there sometimes. Amen. It can be a great hindrance. Not salvation, not the gospel, religion. And a religious people is the same way, especially you hang around a bunch of self-righteous people. Woo-wee. Amen. I didn't say holy people. You need to be around holy people. I'm talking about the self-righteous people. Those are the ones, amen, that got that nose up in the air, and everybody's going to hell except them to hear them tell it. testing, 1, 2, 3. I've had a few of those come through the church. You notice they're not here now, don't you? Yeah. Amen. The gospel will usually run them off. Sometimes they have to go and start their own church. Amen. They keep on running. Amen. We need to get out of the rut. Amen. Go forward for God. If you found yourself, amen, stuck in the mud, stuck in the mire, amen, you need to call upon the Lord. He's the one that's got the plan. And it might not work out like you want it to, but he'll get you out. He'll set you free. He'll change your lifestyle. Amen. You don't have to be an alcoholic because your parents was an alcoholic. You don't have to be a wife beater because your dad beat your mother. Amen. You don't have to be that away. You don't have to be a thief because your parents stole. Amen. You don't have to lay around. You can get a job. Amen. You can break this generational curse. Two or three generations laying around. Let the government keep them up. Amen. You can break out of that rut. You can have something for yourself. Instead of being the victim and feeling sorry for yourself, you can wind up running your own business and maybe even have to be the head of a corporation. Amen. One day. Amen. You could do better than what you were raised. You could do better than where you're at right now. God don't want us to settle down. Now, Paul taught us to be content in whatever situation that we're in. But you can be content with where God's got you until he gets you moved out of the rut to a better place. But he's got a place for you. And the thing about it, when we get out of that rut, we don't need to hang around that rut. We need to keep moving on. We need to go to higher ground. We need to go to the place where it's not so swampy. Boy, this is going to preach today. Amen. We need to get to the ground. Amen. That is firm. Build upon that solid rock. Put our faith and our trust in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Build your faith. Amen. And going to Sunday school, going to church, taking your children to church. Brother Jimmy, I'm tired. Can you find anybody in America that'll tell you they're not tired? I've never met them. Amen. Everybody I talk to is tired. Amen. I used to make a joke out of it. I get a new wallet or something and have it in there, information about you that you could fill out in case somebody found your wallet. And it said blood type, and I always wrote tired. Amen, because I stayed wore out all the time. Amen. Listen, everybody is going to be tired, but you got to keep on going. You got to keep on laboring. You got to get out of that rut. Amen. You can go on. Amen. You can do it. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. So the Lord got to Jeremiah, amen, out of the rut, out of the mire, out of the muck, out of the mud. Amen. The Lord wants you to go forward. Did you ever get out to the barn or somewhere? Now, there's some mud you can walk around in, and your boots go. Y'all been in some of that stuff, haven't you? Maybe get a little cow dew in there with it. Amen. It's got a lot of pull against you. Amen. If you ain't careful, you'll wind up pulling that foot out of that boot and getting yourself. Oh, no. Because the boot got you stuck. Now you got your sock feet, amen, up over your ankles in muck. And you think, well, what good did it do to wear the boots? I done got my foot out of it. So the best thing to do, just get out of the mire completely. Amen. Instead of trying to get through it, amen, the best way that you know to get through it, you need to just get out of it. Completely. Out of the mud. Out of the low places, out of the low thinking. Amen. Listen, if the devil keeps you depressed, amen, you need to decide, I'm tired of this. We've all been there at one time until I told you what happened to me back in December. This is February. I ain't been back there yet. I ain't going back there again either. I'm staying out of that. Amen. Listen, we're going to go forward. We're going to move on. Amen. God don't want us, amen, to be stuck. When you are depressed, and you don't feel good about yourself, you don't feel good about your life, you're not worth anything to yourself or nobody else. You go to work and you look like an old chicken with an egg broke inside her. That's the way you go to work, because you don't feel like living. You don't feel like you're going to have a good day. Your life is crashed in your mind before you. But if you get up, amen, with the mindset, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. God gave me another day to make a difference in somebody's life. I didn't come to be the tail. I came to be the head. I didn't come, amen, to stay stuck. I come to move. Got on my traveling shoes. I like that song. I'm just traveling on. Amen. Not going to stay here. I'm a traveling on. I'm a weary pilgrim for a little while, but folks, I'm a traveling on. I'm traveling while I'm here on this place, and I'm going to travel on to a better place one day after a while. Amen. Someone come by here or met me in town a few days ago, and at a restaurant up there somewhere, I forgot where it was, and he said, "How you doing, preacher?" I said, "I'm doing good." He said, "I've been passing by and seen you working out there." I said, "Yeah, seen you with that toboggan and all that kind of stuff." I said, "Yeah, been out there doing some work." He said, "Y'all are always doing something." I said, "You're right. We're going to always do something. Amen. We got enough dead ones around. We don't need another one. Amen. I'm not stuck in the mud. I'm going to get up. I'm going to move on." Some says, "You stay." Yeah, you can't hardly find me. The kids, nobody else knows where I'm at. I'm like Ricochet Rabbit. I'm everywhere. Amen. I can sing that song that Johnny Cash sung. I've been everywhere, man. I could sing that song. Amen. Because that's what I do in the day's time. I may be in Edmonton, Bowling Green, Scottsville, and back to Glasgow before the day's over. You never know where I'm at. I'm here and there and all in between. Amen. I don't want to stay still long enough for the devil to build anything up on me. I heard an old saying years ago, a rolling stone gathers no moss. Boy, we got some moss backs around, don't we? Amen. They done got down in a rut. Amen. Moss has done growed over them. Some people, they get moss that thick on them because they ain't moved in so long. Amen. You stay on the move, that moss ain't going to grow on you. Amen. Stay on the move for God. Keep believing. Amen. Keep growing. Amen. Keep looking for a way to better yourself in everything. Amen. Keep working and laboring and toiling and doing things. Amen. Better to get yourself in a better situation. I pray, God, pour it out on me. Saturate me, Lord, with your power. Saturate me. Soak me, Lord. Drown me, Lord, in your mercy and grace and your anointing, Lord. Lift my feet to a higher plane. We used to sing that old song, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area, and also we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOWKY for Kentucky, 42142.
too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.